That's like James Bond.
That's it.
James Bond movie. And they've done it both ways, right? With Daniel Craig coming out of the water and Halle Berry coming out of the water. So you've seen
Right?
it
So
both
that's
ways.
it. That's it. That this is the 007. So think
I
about
don't know if
that
I'm quite
for a minute.
there physique wise with Daniel Craig, but you know, I'm working on it.
They're a filter.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Joe, Dr. Energy Piazza.
Rara is in the house. Catherine Asaro Myers.
Welcome back to BU Network Podcast, Conversations Worth Having.
Ta-da, happy
Ta-da.
spring.
Happy spring.
Oh,
Welcome
happy.
back. Rara, how's it going? It's been a minute or two since we've recorded on BU Network.
Another one of our birthdays just flew by.
It's funny how that happens. The last few years have seemed just like whoosh, a blur.
We had a birthday party on Zoom a couple of years ago
that's
when we
right,
lived
yeah.
in Toronto. Remember that?
Oh my God,
So now
that feels like that's like another lifetime ago.
It really was. And now we had this birthday with no party, but
right.
That didn't stop me from having a party.
Yes.
I just had another party. This
sounds like it was a fun party too.
Wow, yeah.
We were just talking before we hit the record button about it. It's interesting you mentioned that about conversations leading up to this, and we should maybe address that as well, how we're actually changing the name of the podcast. Instead of just BU Network Podcast, we're going to change it to Conversations Worth Having. And I think the rationale for that we both decided on was it just opens up the space a little bit to have more wider and deeper conversations with people, and it doesn't just have to be about networking or about business. It can have bigger impact in the world.
You
So
want
why
to
don't you
open
speak
up?
to that a little bit?
Yes, yes. You want to open up that Pandora's box with our guests,
right?
Our audience. It's pretty brave. It's a brave move. It's a bold move. We're living out loud.
Yep.
And instead of niching the conversation,
right,
to one topic, which is a great idea,
sure,
we'll open the conversation to having a place and a space where we could really get into depth with one another, with the topics, with our guests, and dive in. You like diving. We like jumping out of planes, according to our promotions. We like jumping out
I
of
do.
planes.
It is something I want to do. It's on my list.
All right, with the parachute. I like that picture that we use in our email messaging. We're sort of just diving right out there into the world. And it seems like it's a good time to do that. I don't know about you, but a lot of people have been cooped up for the last couple of years. And it's time to break loose, right? And maybe not break, because as a chiropractor, you don't want to hear that. But it's time to open up. Maybe you like that with the network care, right? To open
sure.
up and to receive.
To step into something more. You know, one of the things that we're doing, you know, I'll just take a quick aside here on the network care that you mentioned there. We're doing our, what we used to call clear days, we call them Align Day or the Align Adventure now. And one of the things that we are talking about is for seekers, people who are seeking something more. So I think that's kind of ties into this Conversations Worth Having. We're creating something more. We're still going to talk about presenting and public speaking and all of the topics around that. And I think that opening up the conversation wider and deeper around that to other topics is going to fit really well.
I'd like to encapsulate that into two letters, H-I.
I like acronyms. What's H-I?
Well, AI is artificial intelligence, and H-I is human intelligence.
There are some who would say that there's been a lack of that the last few years in a lot of realms, but we don't have to go there.
I thought if we bring the high into conversation having, it is an acronym that will be used worldwide, internationally, in every language, in any possible way.
Right.
And when we bring the human intelligence into the conversation,
right,
and building the relationships,
right,
there's a way to stand on stage. We talk about it. There's a way to use our body. We talk
right
about that. But if someone completely forgets all of that, they don't forget how to breathe and talk and stand.
Right.
So when we can tap into, as you would say, the greatness of others, as I would say, bridging from where someone is to where they're going. When we do all of that with BU Network, and as someone, how many people have asked us, what does BU stand for?
A few.
Right?
It's been right in the name.
Biggest question we ever have is, what does BU stand for? And then you think about it. You say, and I've actually heard people use that in their presentations. BU, it has become branded because BU is something that people say. They talk about it. And so do we. We've opened up the door to that.
It's been interesting hearing it and more, you know, listening to other podcasts and their guests and what they're talking about, and that term being you, being the best you and being great, all of those themes that we've been talking about for over 4 years now, hearing it out there, more and more people. So
they listened, they caught on, they stepped in, they stepped up.
It's in the gestalt, right? It's in that universal consciousness. It's seated in our human intelligence, human consciousness.
And we did a good job with that because we stepped in at the right time. You know, timing is everything. And when we decided to go into reflection and introspection, and we've done this over the last 10 years, like we've done this before, and then we come back even stronger with the insights. We like to analyze these details of what's gone on in our businesses.
And it's funny that you mentioned timing, because one of the things that we're adding to conversations worth having is this video podcast. YouTube has recently announced that they are going full in on podcast. There's a podcast tab on your channel and they're going deep into it. So we decided, let's get deep into it. Let's add to the podcast we're already doing. And if you want to check out the video version of this podcast, because some of you might just be listening on the audio only portion, but if you want to check out the video one, head over to youtube.com/@BU Network and you can check out the podcast there.
So there are many ways to get with us. Let's talk a little bit about, without naming those platforms, we spent a lot of time on some of those social media platforms for the years, and we had some fun and we did a lot of great things. And I guess depends on the demographic. I guess it depends on the demographic, but people are not hanging out where they used to hang out before.
No, it's changed a lot.
And we were sort of like the trailblazers in that. We talked about it way before it happened, how we were just ready, you know, like ready to bolt, if I might say that.
Yeah. From a particular platform, yes.
We were ready to do that. So people are really changing where they hang out, where they listen to things.
And how they're taking in content, yeah.
Right. And as content creators, as edutainers, we are on the edge of where people are. We see where they aren't.
Right.
So if you're looking for us on some of those old platforms, you're not going to find me, period. End of subject. You will see me only on one business platform, but in some of them, without mentioning them, I'm gone. I'm not there anymore. Yeah. So that's where's Waldo, where's Rara, where's Dr. Energy? So we're going to show up and appear in a new format so that when we emerge, you know, imagine walking on, along the beach and it's a nice hot sunny day and the sun is shining and it's glistening and the sand is sparkling and you walk into the ocean and you decide to go snorkeling and then you turn around and you come out. And there we are. We've just come out of the ocean.
That's like James Bond.
That's it.
James Bond movie. And they've done it both ways, right? With Daniel Craig coming out of the water and Halle Berry coming out of the water. So that's it.
This is the 007. So think about
it. I don't know if I'm quite there physique wise with Daniel Craig, but you know, I'm working on it.
There are filters, right? I don't know if
I'm I don't tend to use filters, but yeah.
So I don't know if there's Halle Berry material either, but we can think about the name of that movie was what?
That was, they were both James Bond movies, I'm pretty sure.
We'll have to get the name of that movie.
And I think the Halle Berry one, wasn't that with, I think that one was with Pierce Brosnan, though, as James Bond. And then the Daniel Craig one was one of the first ones that he was in, I think.
So we've just referenced our comeback as a James Bond 007.
Who's the villain?
We've just referenced Halle Berry. We've just referenced Pierce Brosnan. We've just referenced
Daniel Craig,
and that's what you can imagine. We got to get that music there. All right, let's play that music. That's going to be a tune that you'll hear when Perhaps.
Yeah, well, it's copyright music.
It's copyrighted.
So.
Well, we'll have to sing it. So maybe we can go get that on Purple Planet somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Somewhere it might exist.
A version
there's
of
other
it.
Options, yeah.
So think about James Bond coming into the water and coming back out, going in, coming back out. Think about the rebirth, if that's a good rebrand. Think about us showing up with conversations worth having. Mm. Because it's time. It's time to come out and talk to one another again.
So let's dive in. And I would say it's not really a rebirth as sort of just a tweaking of what we've been doing. We're still going to be talking about the same things. We're still going to be us being us, right? Being you. So let's dive into what we wanted to talk about today, about loyalty and showing up and integrity, those types of things.
Loyalty is a great subject. Being married 5 times, I have a lot to say about this.
I've only been married once, so.
That's okay. You can talk about this. I can talk about it being married 3 times to the same person. Loyalty in business, in personal life, that we're experts at that. Mm. We have our radars with that New York accent. We have our radars up and tuned in to loyalty. We can see it coming. And we can see it when it's not there. So if we're talking about business or an audience, for example, who's your loyal customer?
Right.
And how do you know? How do you know when somebody's loyal? Is it when something goes wrong and they're still there?
Mm.
They show up and they're observant. Like, what really constitute loyalty? And what goes hand in hand with that? I feel like there's another word that begins with an R, that respect and loyalty go hand in hand.
Mm.
Like, I'm loyal to certain brands and companies and loyal to where I go and I spend my money on my car, and I'm loyal to products and things like that. And then there are people that I pay over and over again, no matter where they are, because there's a relationship and I respect them.
Right. I think that's the other R, is relationship.
Mm. You're right.
It's how do you go about building those relationships with your clients and customers? And I do differentiate between clients and customers. A customer, somebody just shows up and they're buying something one or two times and they disappear. Maybe they come back, maybe they don't. Whereas a client is somebody you work with over and over again, long term, and you're building that loyalty and that respect and that relationship with them. You're providing something of value to them, and they're providing something of value to you. Maybe that value is that they're paying you. It just depends on how you value you both value that relationship. But there is a difference between a customer and a client.
I like that differentiation. There should be some clarity along with the relationship, customer or client. The clarity of what you're offering. Sometimes someone will say, hey, that was a great price. Mm-hmm. So I bought 5 of them, but do you need them? Well, no, but they were such a good price. In the service industry, do you buy 5 of something? Typically, you don't. Mm-hmm. You don't batch purchase. You purchase, you finish it, you use it, you go back for more, or you buy less of or more of. When you have items and product, someone would say, wow, this is usually $99, but it was on sale for $30, so I bought a bunch because I'll give them away for Christmas. And I think about how people are loyal.
Mm.
And is that loyalty, or is someone that stays with you for years? Is that loyalty?
It has different flavors, I think. I remember, this is going back now over 15 years ago in my chiropractic practice. This one patient, she came in maybe half a dozen times, and then I never saw her again. She was a teacher. And I found out later from another teacher that was a friend of mine in the coaching space, he said, oh yeah, she talks about you all the time and refers to you all the time, sends everybody, she's giving out your business card. Is that loyalty? That's a different type of loyalty, right? So how we measure loyalty, how we measure relationship can change depending on the relationship.
And that's a good point to speak to that. My first instinct is let's teach her how to refer, right?
Mm-hmm. Which she was doing already.
Right? Teach people like really what to do and how to do that. Mm-hmm. I have this really cute little thing that I do, and I say it's little, but it's big in a way. I say, buy me a coffee and I'll send you brownies.
Mm.
So I do this thing. I use Linktree and I use those tools for it.
Right.
And you go into it and they have this as a as an option now in Linktree.
Right.
So you go buy a coffee, you set the tone or you set the price. And the other day, someone bought me a $27 coffee. And I went and
that better be some good coffee.
Good coffee, right? That was generous. And then I went and I went into my account and sent them brownies.
Right.
And it's really interesting how when you open the door with something sweet, you open the door with something that doesn't have any big connection to it. Mm. Like you talk about referrals and talk about what people will talk about. Well, that's a great talking point. Gee, all I did is I did this and I got brownies in the mail. So you never know how someone's going to refer what you do. You may never actually work for them, but right. you may do something with them, or they may listen to a podcast and say, how often do you reference someone's podcast?
Right.
I'm referencing, you know, we talk about Sebastian Maniscalco. I've been talking for years. And I can finally say I was on his show. Yep. I talked about him. I focused on him. I listened yep. to him every single day. And what happens when you focus on something? It happens. And I was on his show. It didn't air, but I got there. I got to have my conversation with him. And that was definitely a conversation worth having.
Oh, yeah.
So what's loyalty? There's loyalty. Mm-hmm. I talk about this person and his show and his production. And there I am. And I will continue to talk about it because it means so much.
That's like me talking about Steve Dotto all the time, right? A fellow Canadian. He's got a, you know, he had a podcast for a short time, but I really learned a lot from him about tech and about recording and how to set up all of these recordings that we do and put it out there and build an online business. And he's still going strong. I still support him with the webinar Wednesdays. I have a monthly subscription with him, and that allows access to all of their past webinar Wednesdays. And that is a wealth of information to be able to go back. Like, how do you do that again? And like, when I go back and look into it. So there's loyalty. And then there's another step of beyond that of deeper loyalty. And when people share value with us or give us something of value, we want to give back to them. We want to recognize them. We want to share and sing their praises because they've helped us so much. And that's really, I think, in my opinion, how the world goes around, right? If you have somebody's helped you and given you something of value, sing their praises.
I agree. That's such an important step. It may seem like a small step for you or I to talk about, but someone listening and watching today may say, well, how do I do that? You know, is that too forward? Is that too much? Think about an animal, the unconditional love that a pet gives you.
Mm.
There's really no question. It's unconditional. It's reciprocal.
Right.
So I'm not comparing, you know, us to animals. I'm just saying.
Well, we are animals.
We are animals in our own way. So when you have this loyalty that we're talking about, right. think about to what degree do you show your spouse, your friend? Imagine a friend who calls you at 2 a.m. What would you say? Oh, don't bother me. I'm sleeping. You'd say, what's up?
Right. It's got to be, it better be, it's going to be important likely because it's 2 a.m. and you know, they don't call unless it's important at that time.
Right. And you're there and the loyalty is there because you have this understanding, this clarity. So if it's in a personal life, we seem to understand a little bit more. And in business, maybe we don't ask the questions, but there's nothing wrong with having clarity in business. What would you want? What would you require? Right. What are your expectations in this scenario? Let's say it's a podcast like we're doing and someone's appearing. Right. What are the expectations of what you'd want the outcome to be?
Right. If you're a guest of ours, right? What would you want the outcome to be? Would you want to be able to take a file away, the whole interview, some social media posts? What would you want from that?
Create something.
Right.
Create something brand new. Mm-hmm. And those possibilities are what we're bringing. When I used that term before, which we come back with new possibilities for our guests.
Right.
Whereas before, those possibilities were there, but we decided to take another step and dive a little deeper with that so that you as our guests can come out with a little bit more, which means that we're going to work a little bit harder. All right. We agreed to it.
We've never been afraid of a little bit of hard work.
No, we haven't. And it seems like the right time to do that. I like observing also when it comes to loyalty. I like observing what people do.
before you jump into the observing, I just want to make a comment about business and loyalty. I was recently listening to a podcast, and I've listened to several because I was driving in a 4.5-hour drive. I can't remember which podcast and what episode it was, but they were talking about business, your business and relationships in general. And really, having a relationship with customers and clients is no different than having a relationship with anybody else in your life. The same principles apply: openness, honesty, communication, the ability to listen and then give feedback based on what you're hearing, not just waiting to listen for when it's your turn to speak, but actually listening and hearing what your clients and customers are telling you before offering something back. Although we tend to compartmentalize our business stuff over here, the principles of relationship apply everywhere, from in our personal life, our business life, and everywhere else. So I just wanted to
That's a good thing to remember. Well, it segues into the observation, because mm-hmm. when we're connecting with people and we're in the thick of it, how do we get through it? Think about failed relationships. Think about where the customer, you know, isn't always right, but we have to say they are. Think about where we were the customer and it didn't go right. I remember once someone came to clean our home, and when she was leaving, we wanted to tip her, and she wouldn't take a tip. And we thought, that's really odd. And she was in a real hurry to leave. And we had not met her before. She came from an agency. And my husband and I both looked at each other and said, gee, we wanted to thank her for what she did. And when she left, David went to use our very expensive Dyson, which no longer worked.
So that's why she was in a hurry to leave.
Right. So she broke the vacuum, the Dyson, and didn't want to tell us. So we talk about like expectations. I would have loved her to say, oh my gosh, I broke this. You know, I'm so sorry. There's insurance for it. I came from a company, you know,
And it might not even have been something she did. It might have just been something that had been broke, right? And these things happen. Mechanical stuff.
Just been the time. And so when we talk about loyalty and conversations and expectations and observing, my observation is that when people feel that it's threatening, they tend to shy away from it because it's threatening.
Yes.
And yet I look at it as an opportunity to discuss the differences of, wow, look at this. It stopped working. What do you think happened? Let me bring it to your attention. Right. Maybe you should know that. That's my outlook on it. So when we have this difference of perspective, it's a really good idea to be brave, be bold, talk about things, put the cards on the table. Maybe I don't like that my vacuum broke. Maybe I don't like that. There you go.
Cards on the table.
The cards on the table of all kinds. And have that conversation worth having.
Yes.
Have that hard conversation with people that you know, like, and trust. And even someone, well, I had to trust that woman. She came into our home.
For sure.
To clean our things. And we wanted to thank her, not just pay her, but we thought, she wasn't that nice. She really did. So when we have these unusual behaviors, I think it's a really good idea for us to be able to say, you know, are you open to having a conversation before we finish? Open up the door, because some people need a little bit more of a nudge or a prompting, as we would call it.
Yes. It's observation is interesting, you know, and I've shared before, as a chiropractor, I can't turn it off when I'm like walking down the street. I observe people's postures and how they carry themselves or how people are communicating. Do I always get it right? Absolutely not. We're human beings. And so I observe these things and I try to watch how people communicate. When they're communicating with me, how do they respond? Do they curl their shoulders in and hunch over, or do they lean away from me, or do they lean to one side? And all of these things mean different things, and I can gauge how they're reacting or responding to what I'm saying, and then ask a different question that allows them to feel comfortable and safe to move in again, to lean in, so that they can share what's really going on. So if I ask something and somebody leans away, I'm like, okay, that's kind of pushing on their boundaries a little bit. It's, you know, maybe they're closing the door. How do I step back myself and ask a different question or make a different statement that they will want to lean in. And so when we start to observe these interactions, and this is communication at its core, when we observe these things, how do we respond? And when people say things to us, can we be aware of how we're responding to it? Are we going curling in around ourselves or leaning away or crossing our arms and legs? Crossing arms doesn't necessarily mean you're closing down. Oftentimes, crossing the arms can be a thoughtful position for people. So you just have to be gauging that in the moment. But this is the core of communication, is observing and hearing not only what they are saying, but what they aren't saying.
And when we
start to have more awareness around and more, what's the word I'm looking for, present and aware communication, then we start to communicate more fully. It's going to feel weird at the beginning. It's going to feel awkward and stilted and stops and starts because we're starting to flex new muscles, new emotional muscles, new mental muscles, new physical muscles, literally, to build this new habit. This is why we call them exercises. We have to practice them in order to become better at them. And is it going to look and sound and feel weird at the beginning? Absolutely. But it does get better, I promise.
Well, that's like watching. First, watch yourself. Mm-hmm. Watch your own mm-hmm. gestures. And then watch other people. So when we're speaking, very often, the next thing we want to do is say the next thing.
Right.
Let the dust settle in between the conversation. Right. That pregnant pause. Let that pause be the moment that it lands. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at, well, I can't do that. I can't remember that. I'm in such a hurry. You know, I'm really in a rush. I don't get to watch myself. I just have to, you know, don't have enough time in the day. I'm lucky. Right. I get up and get to bed and 14 hours later, you know, the whole day just went past and I'm not sure like where it went. There are days like that. One of the things that we will be, I'll let the cat out of the bag a little bit, be offering is you can practice this. You can practice it by yourself. But if you're looking for a little, we've both been in the gym business. Yep. We've both taught people things. You can squat by yourself, but you could also learn a few techniques that will be extremely impactful. So we'll host a few opportunities where you can do this in front of us, and we'll be able to demonstrate by example and give a reflection exercise where you can reflect on your own actions and see and hear what that's like in order to improve this skill that we're talking about.
And just before everybody starts to go, oh my God, no, I can't do that, it's going to be fun. It's not going to be laborious. We're going to have fun with it. We will inject some humor and some play into it, because we learn better when we are having fun and playing rather than just having this intense focus. Sometimes that intense focus is needed, but injecting and some play and some fun into it just makes it a lot easier. What's that song from Disney movie, Julie Andrews? A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Right.
So a spoonful of fun helps the learning go in.
Well, do you remember way back when, to our audience, fun and powerful presentations?
Mm-hmm. It was right in the name.
That was our very first word that we walked in the door with.
Yep.
Fun and powerful. And that really resonated with us because we do not like doing things that are not fun. It is that simple. It is very self-serving. And yet it is very serving, because some people are okay with doing things that are mundane and transactional. We found that we're best when we are enjoying ourselves.
Yep.
When we're having a good time, when we're challenged, when we're stretching, when we're reaching. We are really at our best when we're in our zone. So if that's what works for us, then we show up in our zone, you find your zone.
Yep.
And we'll help you do that with a little bit of fun. And maybe it will be hysterical fun, because we can't guarantee how much fun you'll have. We don't know how loose you're going to be with that, right?
Yep.
Like, we really have watched people go from 0 to 100 like a Ferrari.
In 3 seconds or less.
Right. Like we watch that. It happens. Believe you me, you may not know you have it in you, but you will, given the right set of circumstances. So we'll be creating those set of circumstances for you, and we'll be sharing what that looks like. So you prepare yourself, you know, you prepare, you plan a trip, you prepare to go somewhere, you plan to sign up for things, you plan to get your hair done, get your house clean, get your house painted, prepare to have some fun.
Yeah.
Build that in. You know, if you don't say it, it's probably not going to happen.
Right. And I like that idea of going somewhere and doing something. I was just in the fall, we were doing a couple months ago, we were doing an event, the Align event. And that was something that I had mentioned in the introduction part of the evening, was we are social animals. We are social beings, and being with each other and connected with each other in the same room, not just on camera or online, is a big difference. And so being in each other's presence brings a whole other dimension of who we are. And this is the whole group, brings a whole other dimension of who we are into the proceedings, so that we can indeed have more fun. We can be more engaged with each other. It is much easier to have spontaneous things happen when we're in a room together connecting than it can sometimes happen online. A recent event, I was at a Toastmasters event, and some of us, it was a hybrid event. Some of us were online, some of us were in the room. And in the room, something happened, but couldn't be seen on camera just because of the way this room was set up. And somebody else in the room responded to that, and it was quite funny, and we all laughed. Meanwhile, the people online were like, well, what's going on? They didn't know what was going on because the other people weren't mic'd up, because you can't mic up everybody. And so you lose some of that spontaneousness that can happen when people are gathered together. So going somewhere, doing something together and having fun like that, to me, that's huge. I tend to be a social person. So
we agree on that. And so does our audience. The people that are joining us are the ones that happen to share the same emotion, mm-hmm. and they like the experience and they like to have fun. And when things happen, sure, you can do things online. We're not knocking that. And being online is a great way to reach a global audience, mm-hmm. but we have the opportunity to bring that into a real situation. Mm-hmm. We've done that over the years. We've always had a good time with it.
And this doesn't mean you have to be extroverted to be in a room with people. You can be introverted and still enjoy being around people. I know many people, in fact, myself, in a new situation, I tend to be a little more introverted in a new situation. I sort of scope out the room, kind of check on everybody's energy. What's the temperature in the room? What's the energy in the room? And then I can start to open up. That's if I'm not the presenter. If I'm the presenter and it's my event that I'm running, I'm going to come in and I'm going to be outgoing and I'm going to start talking to people. Just come up and say, hi, how's it going? What are you up to? What are you hoping to get out of this event? Versus if I'm an attendee and it's somebody else's gig, I tend to come in a little bit more reserved at the beginning and get a feel for things before I step in, because I don't want to step on anybody else's toes either. But it's also more my nature. When I don't know people and it's not my gig, I tend to be a little bit more reserved at first.
Well, that's a really good point about bringing it, circling back to loyalty. Mm-hmm. It's how you show your loyalty. You walk into a room with a level of respect to see what's going on. Do you ever have somebody walk into a room? You don't even need the answer. Somebody walks into the room and you're like, they're stepping all over everybody's toes. Yep. You know, they're talking about whatever they feel like talking about. They don't realize there's a protocol. And there is a protocol. So when we talk about loyalty, observing, sensing, using all the senses, having crystal clear communication, mm-hmm. all of that is really important, whether it's with someone who is helping you in a domestic situation, whether it's someone helping you with IT, someone you live with, your spouse, family member, a friend, a client, a customer. It's all important to take that moment of pause and hear what they have to say. Listening to people is far more important than speaking to them.
Exactly. It can, and what I hear when you say that is it creates more ease and peace in general when we have conscious communication. And I remember reading the book and implementing some of the techniques by, I think it's Marshall, I think it's Rosenberg, nonviolent communication. I don't love the name of it, but again, it's a communication where you're making an effort to recognize where the other person is at before you bring your stuff into things. And so what it does is it forces us, part of the technique is to take that pause before you speak so that you can make sure that you're communicating clearly with the other person and recognizing them in the moment as well. And it creates more peace and ease in communication. And it's easier to, you know, we make up words, right? This is part of presenting. It makes it easier to communicate in a way that everybody can be recognized and we're not stepping all over each other.
That's another really interesting piece, what you just said. That's another conversation worth having, stepping all
maybe
over.
Maybe for another episode.
Maybe. I believe watching where we go and how we go is really important. And I'll just talk about this in a networking situation. So the loyalty to the presenter, the loyalty to the organizer, the loyalty to the people in the room who don't yet know you, what you say and how you say it. When you walk into a room virtually or in person, if you have the virtual smile, if you have the smile, as Julia Roberts said in Eat, Pray, Love, he said to her, hey, grocery, smile from your liver. You're smiling from inside. If you bring that to the room, people will sense that. If you walk in and all you want to do is get, people see that. They hear it. They sort of smell it. So if you're loyal to someone, walk in and figure out the tone.
Right.
That suits everyone so that you can always stand out. You can always be impactful. You don't have to shake that box of M&Ms. Remember when we were doing those? Those won't mention any names. You go into a networking and you want to be seen and heard. So you go and you do it like a song and a pony dance. But you can as well say less and be impactful by creating a presence. And that takes a level of confidence.
Yes.
So being in person together and maybe recording it a little bit, right? Looking at yourself in the mirror, getting some tips. Like, it takes courage to do things. It took a lot of courage. I just want to say to cut 8 inches off of my hair. That took a lot of courage, boy. It's not about, I don't think I'm going to look good. It's you're removing something you've had for, I don't know, decades.
It becomes part of your identity, right? Who I am, right?
Exactly.
And so when we do these things, change our hairstyle or cut some of it off, or we start to work out and have a different physique, we're literally changing our self-perception of our self-identity. And it can be challenging. Like, stories start to percolate, but it's this whole story of Samson, right? Cut his hair, he doesn't have his strength, right? So what is your belief system around who you are being? Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this all the time in meditation and what our identity really is. That's a topic for another podcast as well. That's what I was doing before, making notes for another podcast episode, in case anybody was wondering. So when we make these changes, it's a big shift. And the same thing for recording ourselves. I have never met anybody who loves the way they look on video or camera, or loves the sound of their own voice, because we're used to hearing our own voice partially in our own head, not necessarily through a playback device. That's how other people hear us. So they're still gonna hear us the same, whether we're in person or on video or on audio. But when we listen back to it ourselves, nobody likes the sound of their own voice, but it's a way of practicing and getting better, because if you don't listen to it, you're never gonna know what the habits are that you're doing and how you're actually communicating.
It reminds me of, and you've had this situation, I'm sure, where someone puts on a pair of jeans and says,
How do I look in these?
Yeah. Does it make my look? Yeah. And that's the reflection of ourself, right? We'll look in the mirror, but we maybe don't see what's behind us. So we'll ask someone. when you're working on yourself with these ideas of presenting yourself to the world, turn around, get the different perspective, have someone who you know, like, and trust give you that answer so that you could develop your own level of confidence. It doesn't matter who you, well, Barbara Streisand still has stage fright, right?
For sure.
It doesn't matter how famous you are. It doesn't mean I'm not confident, therefore. Confidence is, it's another conversation worth having for sure. So when you're talking about loyalty, surround yourself with people who lift you up and those who you do trust and who trust you.
Yes.
So who could you call at 2 or 3 in the morning and ask them to help you, as we referenced before?
Right.
Those are people that you know that you can contact them, yet they might be the same person that you can't tell them what you're doing or what you're selling because they won't support you.
Right.
So think about the loyalty and how far does it go? How many times do we hear people say, my family doesn't support me in that business. They don't believe in it.
Right.
But I'm really talking about the loyalty across the board. Hang with that tribe, that crowd, that group, hang with that culture, because those are the people that will lift us up and we will lift them up. Maybe yep. difficult to find. Maybe you haven't started looking for your people yet, but it's a really good idea. Today's a really good day as you listen to this podcast.
Who is in your circles of we, right? When we change I to we, W-E, even illness becomes wellness. And this is part of, you know, that I talked earlier about social connection and being connected and present with each other. That's part of being well. It helps us. There's a lot going on in the world across many dimensions of life and business. And we are getting, when I say we, the global we, are getting stressed out by trying to do everything ourselves. Our culture is teaching us, you've got to be this warrior, you've got to be the business person, the mother, the father, whatever, all these things, you've got to do it all yourself. We are expecting to do the same things that our parents or our grandparents did, that they had a village around them to help them, and we're trying to do it all ourselves. It's no wonder people are getting tired and burned out. Is it difficult sometimes to ask for help? Yes. And when you have that circle of we, of people around you, and again, you're going to have different levels, different circles that have different people in different categories. But when you have that circle around you of people that you trust, and you can call at 2 a.m. to help you out, then you can get more stuff done because you have people supporting you and helping you.
And if you see someone and you know they're not in your circle, and we spot them, those people are all around us. Mm-hmm. You can pass, you know, you can just stay on the path that you're on
or have keep just focus, just have them in one of the more outer circles rather than in closer inner circle, right? You just set, you have to set boundaries. Sorry.
Yeah, no, don't be sorry for that. We need to do it because to talk about loyalty, it's a hard conversation to have. Yeah. It's easy to say, you know, be with the friends that you think are your friends and hang out and talk to them and everything is great. And then go and have, you know, something that comes up. Mm-hmm. Go and know who your friends are when something happens. So loyalty can be anything from when you were little and you remember that someone helped you to when you were little and someone didn't help you. Mm-hmm. And your vein of how you feel about loyalty could have been impacted when you were very, very young. So the logical conversation that we're having right now may have triggered something that you've been carrying with you for, like I said earlier today, I'm a 46-year overnight success. It only took 46 years of devoting myself.
It's like that iceberg, right? People only see the success on the top, the tip. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't see what under the surface that people have, the efforts that people have put in to become who they are.
That's right. So this may trigger some things for you. Mm-hmm. It may make you want to round your shoulders or cross your arms or cross your legs.
Stop breathing.
Hold your breath. Not even the pregnant pause, that just holding your breath. We'll recognize that when you're around people who care about you, they'll notice. You ever hear someone say to you, are you okay? Or how is everything? And you're like, why are you asking me? They may have picked up some cues or some clues about what you're doing that you're not recognizing. So this reflection and self-reflection, that goes hand in hand with loyalty. Look at our gestures and think about what it would be like for someone to look at you as you are going through your day. See if you make yourself, you know, or allow yourself, I should say, to become emotionally available to those people that you're loyal to and that are loyal to you. Are there any examples where loyalty has really gone sour and just left, you know, something real bad taste in your mouth, so to speak?
It's almost a whole, that's almost a whole other conversation worth having about loyalty and when it starts to hurt us, being loyal to somebody or something else. And does loyalty go wrong? Sure. I think when it goes wrong is when expectations, we have expectations of somebody else that we're loyal to, and those expectations aren't met. And then we get resentful and upset, and we immediately go into that holding our breath, that clamp down emotional response. And if we had just communicated our expectations of the relationship to the other person, they could have said, oh no, this is what I'm going to provide, not this and this. And they're like, oh, okay, I'm okay. Can we negotiate for this and this? And if they're like, no, that's non-negotiable, then okay, then you know where the parameters are, where the boundaries are, and you're less likely to have resentment because now it's been upfront and you know what to expect.
So that's the clarity. So to hit a real note, divorce is a time where you've been loyal to someone, and then it goes wrong. Quitting a job, being fired from a job, you're loyal to this community, to this culture, and then one day it goes wrong. It's part of life. Yes. It happens. A friend that no longer shows up. So when we talk about loyalty, I just want to bring it to the points where it may happen. You know, when you say, but you know, will you ever love again? Will you ever trust anyone again? Sure.
Absolutely.
Of course you will. So if we don't go through those things in life, we may not know how to recognize it. So if we've only lived that sort of glass, rose-colored glasses life and not really seeing the other side, you may not be able to learn from those experiences. So when I talk about that, and you're right, it's another conversation. The other side to loyalty is what has happened to let us recognize what loyalty really is. Mm. And sometimes it's circumstances like beyond our control, but it happens. Setting expectations, understanding that sometimes people have a parting, and that doesn't mean we can't be loyal to someone else. It could have just meant that that's been the service that the universe provided. Turning lemonade out of something that might look like, that's not really a good idea. Who wants to have that conversation with, you know, the spouse or the friend or the business partner? And maybe that doesn't seem like it's a good one. There's always something that we can do with that and have a perspective. I think when you get with when you get with yourself, your authentic self, and with others that you know, like, and trust, you might be able to get another point of view on that that could restore your faith and confidence.
I think it's a great place to wrap things up.
All right.
So let's finish with our favorite segment of the BU Network podcast that we're going to bring forward from our former podcasts into conversations worth having. And that's, what came up for you as a result of this conversation? So what's your learning moment, your BU final moment, as we've called it in the past?
Divorce is a good thing. When you
tell me more.
Yeah, okay. When you experience something that's negative and you say, well, we're talking about loyalty, how is that a good thing? I remember that forgiving is a really important exercise. And in forgiving, it has built loyalty, marriage number one, number two, and number three to the same person. Mm. Without forgiveness, I wouldn't understand the depth of the loyalty that I'm experiencing right now. So for me, divorce was a good thing, not anymore. It was a good thing, and a lesson, a really good lesson was learned from that. There's my lemonade.
Cool.
What about you, Dr. Energy?
What's showing up for me is how I talked about the circles of we and the boundaries. Is where do we fit people in our lives? Where, and when we have those boundaries and when we know where, in which circle somebody fits for us, we know how much time we can give to them. And we can say, and if somebody's asking for something, we can say yes or no based on that. Now, can people change which zone they're in? Absolutely. You know, some people say you can never go get out of the friendship zone, but that's a whole other conversation as well. But you can definitely, people can definitely switch zones in my life. I've had people do that in my life, colleagues and friends, and sometimes they get closer, sometimes they get moved further out, depending on what's happening in life. So knowing where people fit, it allows us to say yes or no to opportunities as they show up based on where people are in our circles of we and how much do we want to engage. So that was my BU final moment today.
I think that's amazing. I could go on with this conversation based on the fact that this is not a full series at this moment. This is one podcast. We'll continue. Thank you for a great conversation today.
We'll see you all soon. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us. Sharing is caring. Tell your friends about Conversations Worth Having on BU Network. We really appreciate your reviews, and you can do that on Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
For show notes and links, go to www.bu.network/podcasts. Connect with us via our website, www.b-u.network, and build a relationship with us. Sign up to receive information, updates, and your free video training at www.b-u.network/pro.
We're looking forward to hearing from you, and thank you for being with us. Ciao.
Ciao, baby.